I hope I got that big deep breath from you, Michelle. Welcome to the podcast, to Code 3 Paranormal.
Hello.
Thanks. That was different.
It was different, but
that was kind of aggressive.
It was aggressive. Like, get your shit to our show.
Right. It wasn't like a polite, like, welcome back to the Code 3 Paranormal podcast.
Welcome back, guys.
It was like, damn.
Start listening.
That's right. Anyways, hi.
Now.
Hi. Hey, Adam, what are we talking about today?
Paranormal.
But what paranormal?
The unknown.
The things that go bump in the night.
No, today I think we're going to talk about the Queen Mary.
You think or you're sure? Because I've been looking up Queen Mary stuff. So if you're not sure,
I guess that's what we'll do then.
Okay, cool.
If that's what Troy is prepared for, then I guess we'll do what Troy is prepared for.
Right.
Hey, I didn't pick the topic this week. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you picked the topic like a month ago. Where have you been?
Right.
Oh, we know.
Yeah. I've been out. Yeah. So what was the reasoning behind this, that you randomly picked the Queen Mary?
Because we just got back from a cruise.
I get it, but...
And you guys have been there before.
Oh, we have. Yeah. We have. It's a super cool boat in California.
Well, it's a ship.
Sorry, sailor.
Not a
where,
boat.
Where does your sailor hat go?
Where's your sailor phone at, sir?
I had to take it off. Now? It didn't work with the headphones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, the whole round brim, just, it didn't work.
It didn't work, yeah. Yeah, Amber and I have been on the Queen Mary. It's a neat ship. And it, I mean, as soon as you walk on, it feels haunted for sure. I mean, probably just because of the age and how it's set up. But it's definitely an eerie feeling when you get in there. It's all dark and, you know, fucking, I can't believe people live in that shit. Like, I don't know how they do it, but.
Where's the Queen Mary? Is this in California?
Yeah, it's in Los Angeles. It's at the port there for all the cruises. So what's cool, a little tidbit for anybody who does take a cruise out of Los Angeles and they're next to the Queen Mary. If you are taking a cruise, they will let you go tour it for free. So
I did hear something about that.
Because we found that out because we were early and we were like, oh, hell, let's go check it out, because we knew it was haunted. And we went over there and it was free because we were going on the cruise. So just a heads up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat. So we knocked out like an hour.
As of 3 years ago, it was. We don't know.
Right, that could have changed. Inflation.
That's true.
Right? Free is now a $100 ticket.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I mean, looking here, it looks like the ship started its voyages in September 26, 1934. I think that's right.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah, because... 1929 is when they started planning the ship.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So, all right. 5 years to get that thing up and running. Yeah. So there's about, what they estimate right now is that there's 150 ghosts on this thing. I don't know who makes those numbers or who comes up with that.
Yeah. I think there's probably more than that.
A good chance.
Because of like a lot of the history into it, I'm sure there's a lot more than that.
Oh, probably. Weren't they actually bringing back the sick and injured from the World War II? It was.
Well, yeah, no, it was the transport.
Transport, oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh my goodness.
So it was the Queen Mary, and then I don't know, at some point during World War II, they painted it gray and turned it into a transport ship, and they called it the Gray Ghost. And yeah, it ended up transporting people back and forth.
And I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but if you had some weird sickly disease, though, they put you, they had like a holding thing.
Yeah, the holding.
Yeah.
It was
isolation.
Like the underwater tank.
Underwater.
They put you in the boiler room.
They're like, see you, sucker.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, who knows how many people died on those transports. I'm sure the numbers are skewed. Nobody really knows.
I mean, it was weird, like looking at like pictures and all of that, when they called it the Gray Ghost, when it was transporting everybody for the military, like that thing was packed full of people. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was no sitting room. It was everybody was standing shoulder to shoulder. Just
didn't they say packed. It was like 800,000 people? Yeah. Or 80,000? I thought it was 800,000.
800,000 people.
And then I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, how many people fit on our cruise ship? There's like 3,000. I'm like, there's no way I would be on a cruise ship or a ship that big with that many people. Like, they were literally like shoulder to shoulder, if not overlapping in that picture. Yeah, it was insane.
Crazy. And there's no way, you know, with them being sick, you're so close and crammed together. Everyone's going to catch it.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking through the list right now of rooms that are haunted in this thing. And it's ridiculous, the amount of rooms that...
Like, the main one that was, what, 840 or something like that?
Oh, the one that, like, 25 years ago, they had to, like, shut down and they don't let people stay in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so stateroom B340 is what it was. 340. The stateroom was a problem long before Queen Mary opened as a hotel. In 1948, British third class passenger Walter Adamson passed away in the room, and details of his death are unknown. In 1966, a woman staying in the room reported that she was woken up when the bed covers were pulled off of her. She saw a man standing at the foot of her bed. She screamed and rang for the steward, but the man apparently vanished into thin air. Years later, guests staying in the room have reported hearing someone knocking on the door in the middle of the night and seeing bathroom lights mysteriously turn on. More people's bed covers pulled off of them. The room was closed to guests for many years, but it has since reopened for anyone looking for an evening of creepy fun. So stateroom B340 is where you want to stay.
Crazy. Yeah, that's
right?
Crazy.
All right. Sounds like a trip. I'm down.
Let's do it.
And before we get too far, because I don't want to forget about it, Michelle, tell us what happened when you turned on your computer.
It's so weird. Like, I still smell it.
Do you?
And it's, yes, I do.
What happened for the people? Because they don't know what the hell you're talking about.
So we were sitting here talking and I was getting my computer up and I typed in Queen Mary just so I have, you know, some stuff to look at while we're talking. And like the picture of the ship, you know, it's black and white, whatever. Like, I look at it and then all of a sudden I get this really overwhelming smell of metal and old, like old dirt. I know that doesn't sound right, but it's like that. I can't explain it. It's definitely not Adam's clothes. I have a weird obsession with the smell of Adam's clothes, and it does not smell like Adam's clothes. I didn't say that out loud, baby. You didn't
yeah,
say
yeah.
That.
While you're at work, she's sniffing your shit, bro.
Pretty much, really? Kind of. I mean, it's close.
Right, right. Sorry. Love's love.
Wow. Seriously?
Wow. So, question to you.
Anyway.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, anyway.
He's probably wearing her panties half the time anyways.
True.
Oh my
true.
God.
only in this podcast.
Here comes the turns and the twists and the
right. Right. Don't worry, everyone. We will attach Adam and Michelle's OnlyFans link below. Oh. So
hey, as long as you're paying my bills, whatever.
Right, cool. Right. Right.
Exactly. I'm just trying to get you some money.
Right. So sweet. Do you think I know a bunch of paranormal groups have tried to test theories on ghosts and spirits coming through like computers or phones and et cetera. I'm just kind of curious what your thoughts are, if it's possible that spirits know when they're being talked about, even if it's elsewhere. So they know you pulled that up. We're doing this podcast. And that's how it happens, because I've done ghost hunts where I've smelt cigars and nobody's smoking in there. We're it. And it, you know, it used to be an old fucking mob hangout where they smoke cigars. So
right, right. I do believe in that, that there's, you know, that chance of smelling some lady's perfume or the cigar of, you know, an old man that used to walk through the bar or whatever, wherever you're at. Coming through my computer, that one's a new one for me. I have no idea. It's just very strange. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to, I'm seriously, like, I've been trying to look around and I'm like, did Adam put something in here that maybe was sitting in the garage for a while, or, you know what I'm saying? But when I look around, like, the only thing metal in here, you know, besides like our racks and stuff, would be his guns, which are all in cases. I just, I don't, I know what this closet smells like, okay? I'm in here every time we do a fucking podcast, and this is where I get dressed in the morning. And it does not smell like this.
Right, right.
And like I was telling you, it's not so much like right here. It's like right here.
Which is where your computer's at.
Well, my computer's right here, and the smell is next to me on the, but it's on that side, yes. So yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I'm in this closet at least 3 times a day. Like I change in here in the morning, you know, when I come home, I change, and then podcast, I'm in here. It doesn't smell like this. This is not a normal smell for in here.
Yeah. That's a little odd.
I should have had Adam come in here and see if he could smell it.
Right.
I can't smell anything.
That's right? True. Your sniffer is jacked.
Yeah, but... dude. Too much Coke. That shit will tear it up. Whatever.
Yeah, all the drugs.
Right, too much booger sugar. Yeah.
You guys are too much.
Well, I just thought I'd bring it up because I thought that was interesting. And I know, like I said, a lot of groups have tried to study whether they can travel through computers and phones, and they've gotten some interesting results. Yeah. But
I totally agree that if you go somewhere to investigate, you know, like, for instance, when we did the museum, maybe that little boy that is there, maybe he always had bubble gum in his mouth or something. And if you smell bubble gum, like, that makes sense to me.
Right. Totally.
But
totally. It's
just, like I said, the computer thing, that's a new one for me. Like, I never even thought about
that.
It was just very strange how it was just, like, instantaneous. Like, we were talking, and then I pulled up Queen Mary, and I was like, wait a minute. Like, what the fuck is that smell?
That's a little odd.
It is. It is. It's a lot of old metal.
And on top of it, you guys have had several things in that house occur, so.
That's true.
You know? That's true. Yeah. All right. Well, it was kind of on topic-ish, but yeah. Back to the Queen Mary. So looking at another area of it, in case you visit, I don't think we saw the pool when we were there, did we? We didn't see the whole boat, so. Sorry, ship.
We saw the pool, but we had to look through the bars.
Like, okay.
We couldn't go in there. We just had to look through the window where the bars were.
Well, that's because everybody dies there.
Yes.
It was closed. Like, you could only see a certain little section.
There's still bodies there.
It's funny. What did he say? He was like, how do you go on a ship and you drown
in the pool,
the ocean? Like, what the fuck?
Right.
How do you drown in a pool?
You in the middle of the ocean and you drown.
In the middle of the ocean.
In a pool.
And what's scary is a lot of people did. A lot of people drowned in the pools on board. A lot of people died there. And it's one of the hot spots is the first class pool and the main pool.
Yeah.
So they didn't have lifeguards back then or what?
Sink or swim, baby. Sink or swim.
I guess.
I do know that, and you can actually see it when you go on the boat. It's open down to the water is the propeller. And there are stories of guys that did fall, catch the propeller, and it was over. So
nice. Mincemeat.
Yeah, it was just obliterated them. So
they were chumming the water.
Yeah. And you can see it, like, you walk around that little spot, and it's way down below, of course, but you can look down there and see. It's pretty cool. But that area is supposedly super haunted.
Was it like glass covered, or you just like went outside?
No, it's inside because they've built some stuff around it, around the ship a little bit. And so you walk like in a big U around the area where the propeller is, and it's just open. But you see the water there, you smell it, everything. It's just open in there. So you could technically jump down there right now. And, I mean, it's not spinning, but.
Right. You know. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Right,
you can try to mincemeat yourself.
You
right
can try,
now.
But it ain't gonna work so well.
He could be like the Titanic movie where he jumps off the back and hits the propeller. He's like, dung!
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that we always remember that part? Like,
the great part.
So funny.
The great part. Have you guys seen the kids slide, the Titanic one? Greatest thing ever. There's a couple companies that have a Titanic going like sinking, and the kids can slide down it. It's like the backyard slides you can rent for birthday parties. So it's one of those people love it or they hate it kind of thing. So I was thinking about getting one this summer, but yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So
did you hear that they said that this ship was 2 times bigger than the Titanic?
It was
the Queen Mary was 2 times bigger.
But then I'm thinking, I'm like, Titanic wasn't all that big then.
It wasn't. Every cruise ship on the planet right now is bigger than the Titanic was. So,
okay. Well, I just for some reason, I mean, maybe it's just because it's iconic and whatever. And they made it seem so massive that when they said that the Queen Mary was 2 times bigger than the Titanic, I was like, holy shit, that thing must be ginormous.
Yeah. Right.
But now, but looking at it, I mean,
the Queen Mary is big.
It is big, but you, I don't know, like she says, you expect Titanic to be massive. So then when you hear Queen Mary's twice the size, you're like, God, it's got to be, you know, a mall.
I wonder what the size comparison of Titanic is to the boat that we were on.
Ah, oh, see, now I'm going to Google it.
Google it. Google it.
I am.
While you talk about that, we'll talk about the boiler room. Boiler room 4. Several people have reported seeing a little girl in this area, sometimes sucking her thumb and sometimes with a doll in her hand. No real history. Why is there always a doll?
Always right? A doll.
Yeah, that's.
Hell yeah.
But why the boiler room too? Why is there a child in there? Because it makes sense in the rooms and stuff, but the boiler room? Like, did she sneak down there and get fucking cremated?
Get mashed up and.
Right? She was fed to everyone? I don't know.
I can't fucking spell.
Yeah, I know we saw one about down in the boiler room where there was a. What were they doing? Like a flood practice, and some guy got squished in the door.
Oh, on the 13.
Bulkhead door on
hatch door 13.
Yeah. So that was like the lubrication something. That's where the lubrication. That's where the lubrication thing was. It wasn't the. I know what you're talking about though.
Was well, it? He got squished in like the bulkhead yes. door.
Yeah. I got it right here. Hatch door 13, 1966. The watertight doors in the engine and boiler rooms were ordered to be closed. About 5 minutes later, an 18-year-old crew member from Yorkshire was found crushed in the door. Trapped with his arms pinned to his side. While the man was freed and carried to the hospital ward, it was too late. He died. They did inject him with morphine, so he died
feeling
nicely.
Good.
Yeah, feeling good.
The Queen Mary size. The Queen Mary compared to Titanic is pretty comparable. The Titanic was 269 meters and the Queen Mary was 310 meters. Now, the Queen Mary 2 was way bigger. So Titanic was 46 kilometers versus 151 kilometers.
Okay. I tried to compare Titanic with the Norwegian Joy because that's what we just went on, but it is doing the Titanic against the Royal Caribbean Symphony of the Seas. So the Titanic was 882 feet and 9 inches long with 9 decks, with a passenger capacity of 2,435 with 892 crew. And the Royal Caribbean Symphony of the Seas, it's 1,184 feet long with 18 decks, passenger capacity of 6,680 passengers, and crew of 2,200. That is considerably bigger.
Yeah, I would say so. Holy shit. Yeah. It is. Everything's just, I mean, yeah, for that time, it was the biggest and best. Well, I wouldn't say best, disregard that. But it was the biggest. mean, when you sink on your first voyage.
Right. But it's funny, though, even though it's smaller, I don't think I'm ever going to look at it as a smaller ship. Like, no. It's always going to be huge because it's the Titanic.
Right.
You know, right. It's iconic.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. So let's see what else we got here. A lot of the staterooms. I mean, you also got to think. A lot of these cruise, you know, they're not a cruise liner, but deaths on boats go unaccounted for a lot. I don't know if you know about Disney's incidents, but they have a lot of deaths on their cruises, and they keep it very hush. But you can find
them. Know that.
Sounds like very Disney of them.
Very Disney. Yeah. But they've had a lot of sketchy deaths on those boats that are very unexplained and people can't figure them out. So not a fan of the Disney anyways, woke ass bitches, but I wouldn't take their cruise if I was you. But yeah, so I mean, how many of these people died and just went unaccounted for, especially in World War II in the military? Because you got to remember, there was like kids that were giving false names and lying, or they didn't even have names for some of these troops that, you know, because they're supposed to be 18, but they were like 12 and they were still getting in. So how many died on this boat and never know? So, I mean, I would put deaths in the thousands with 800,000 coming back and forth from war.
Oh, for sure.
You know.
It'd be a pretty big number.
It would have to be. And how many people, you know, went overboard when you're that packed, jam-packed?
There's another story about the Queen Mary when it was coming back from somewhere. It had a ship out in front of it, and it was the Carousel or something like that, and it was escorting it, and it was bobbing and weaving back and forth, trying to like evade the British mines and stuff like that for the boat. And the Queen Mary was going so fast that it actually hit the Carousel and cut it in half, and like 300 people died. And it said that the bow of the boat is haunted by all of the 300 souls from
the Carousel. Yeah, it was a big number. There was only 99 of them that survived out of
Something 99 survived.
It was doing like zigzag motions to confuse whatever, and it was just caught up and just snapped it right in half, and they couldn't stop because it was like during the war or whatever, and all those soldiers were on there, so it just kept going, and it just, you know, it called out to tell someone else, but no one showed up for like what was it, like 2 hours or something, and everyone something like was that. Yeah, it was already.
Yeah.
Whatever. Amber, I did send you a picture to your email.
So that would explain why they painted like the front bottom portion of the boat red to cover up the blood stains. There you go. Because I'm looking at the picture right now. It's all red right there. That was all the body blood smeared.
Freaking face prints and handprints right across the fire.
Right, right. Jesus. Sick fucks.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I mean, a lot of children too, which kind of, that makes me question some things. Like, why is there so many children haunting this? Because a lot of the stories I'm reading about right now are children crying. Now, why were children on the boat during the transport of these, you know, troops?
But it might not have been. It might have been when they were on it before they used it for the war.
What was it?
It might have been.
A cruise liner? Was it a cruise liner before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a straight.
And it was, and you were like high and mighty and fancy if you, you know, if you were on this boat, but they took all their kids, and I'm sure those are the ones that are probably on there. I don't think any of the ones from.
Yeah, it was like a cruise liner, and then it went to the military for like 4 or 5 years, and then it went back to a cruise liner before it was finally sold.
Okay, I'm looking here. It looks like there's 49 recorded deaths prior to the military.
So, and that how many makes of sense. Those deaths were children?
Right, right. Okay, so there we go. Yeah, there's the gray ghost. Bury soldiers. So it's, it's all Los Angeles, but it's Long Beach is where it's out of.
Yeah.
Just a heads up. I mean, it's all kind of Los Angeles, little suburbs. Yeah, I mean, I loved it. I thought it was cool. It definitely feels creepy. I'd love to go stay there now that it's a hotel and everything like that.
I agree. I think that'd be awesome.
What do you think, Amber? We can stay.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. I mean, they do events there. I mean, you know, it would be really cool is to do like a wedding there to see if like anything came and haunted that wedding. That would be hilarious.
Is that good luck or bad luck, though?
I don't know.
You know. It doesn't matter. It'd be cool as fuck.
Right.
Definitely get some kind of other attachment from your wedding.
Yeah, right. All of a sudden, it's a threesome your first night. You're like, wait a minute.
We didn't talk about
a ghost being involved. But, hey, you know.
Oh, you're going to have more of an attachment than your ball and chain? Is that what
right?
you're saying?
Yeah. Right. Let's see here. What other
I
stories?
I really need to connect my phone to my computer. I can't even text Amber back. I'm like,
what?
I don't know what I'm doing right now. What?
Shh. What?
Mind your business. We're talking.
All right. Uh-oh.
What?
I have questions.
About what?
What do you have a question about?
I want to how to do the
lemon. Okay, ask your question.
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
I hurt my knee.
That's not a question.
That's a statement.
I miss
What's
her.
Your question?
I know, she's so cute.
Do you even have a question?
He's like, nope, I forgot.
Nope. Well, say hi to everybody because they listened to you when you were a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Before then.
Yeah, right?
I was a baby.
Yes.
You were. Now you're a big girl. He's got job goals.
Right.
She's coming to make us some money. Oh, now you have a baby because you are no longer a baby, huh?
Okay, I don't know where my stuff is going here. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Now she's all sideways.
Can you still see me?
Yeah, you're just
blurry sideways.
Sideways
now.
I don't know what I'm doing. Sorry. Where did you go?
Well, then there's the
it's
baby.
It's Amber's fault.
Okay.
It's not my fault.
Well, hey, while she figures that out, I'll give you.
Wow.
Whoa.
There we go.
Yes.
Everybody look at your baby. Okay. Say hi to everybody and get back. Okay. You say hi
all
to
right.
Everybody.
Love you, baby girl. So, a fun little tidbit. Adolf Hitler offered $250,000 to whoever sank that boat.
The Queen Mary?
Yep. Yep.
Who was he trying to kill on it?
He won that boat down.
Michelle just disappeared.
What is she
doing?
She sank.
She'll be right back.
Whoa.
Adolf Hitler sank.
Oh, there she comes. Coming back.
She's reviving from the dead.
Wow, welcome back.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard that last part, Michelle, with Hitler. Hitler offered $250,000 to whoever sank
the Queen Mary.
Yeah, which back then was God. Oh my God,
that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of fucking money.
I'll go.
It was transporting all the troops.
Yeah, that's like a $10 million today.
Yeah.
So
that's insane.
Oh, also a lot of.
How did he have that much money? Asshole.
Right. It was because he was fucking stealing it from everybody. Legend and rumors also state that half of the staff started to go crazy and actually locked the chef in the oven one night, roasting him alive.
Oh, well, I remember hearing
about
that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wow. Yeah.
It's just crazy.
I mean, I could see that when everyone's sick, you're crammed together, people just start going fucking nuts.
And you burnt their ramen, like you're done.
Right, right, right. You're fucking.
They're like, your food sucks.
Yep. Oh, here's the story. You
said you're gonna have to be on the cruise. If they kill the chef, you're gonna have to step in. I'm sorry, because you make the best food. But you only have to cook food for me. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, on top of your Curacao boat.
Yeah.
After they fucking ran him over and killed him, they didn't even stop for him.
Yeah.
I said that.
They had to keep going because of
the
war laws or something.
Oh my God.
But they dispatched someone and they didn't come out for like 2 hours.
Yeah, like the British ship showed up.
I said that. You don't listen. See, Troy?
He's a man. He don't.
I'm a man.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
Oh man. Dude,
touché.
That's insane. That is insane. Did they dispatch the Titanic to come help? That's
maybe.
Why nobody showed up.
Didn't the Titanic come after?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Well, no.
Which one is first?
What is it?
Titanic
first.
First.
Chicken
Titanic.
Or egg? When was Titanic?
1910? 19.
You know what?
Look at there. Get it, girl.
19...
Get it. Because this was the 1930s for this one. So.
I don't remember.
May 31st, 1911.
Okay. I was close. 1910.
Yeah. 1911. Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty damn close.
Says when the Titanic was built in 1912.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it says Titanic launched on May 31st, 1911 and set sail on its maiden voyage April 10th, 1912. So it was in the makes. Sorry. My bad.
All right. All right. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of hauntings on this. It seems that they like to pull the covers off. That's the biggest one.
And it's
one
in
I'm
Long
seeing.
Beach, Troy. It's in Long Beach.
Didn't I say that?
We already did
we that. Already did no. that too. See?
It's okay. I don't listen it's to okay. Troy either. It's all good.
You didn't say Long like... Beach.
Yeah, we changed it. Just like,
am I the only one that's paying attention to everybody on this podcast?
Like 5 minutes ago, I said, yeah. Hey, just a heads up, it's in Long Beach.
Oh, Troy, you shut your mouth. I said that they kept going. You didn't listen either. So see?
I listened to everything that Michelle said.
Maybe it's just the Mackies that don't fucking listen. So
I already listened to Michelle. Oh. I heard her say that.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. So when did it retire? It's like the 60s.
Who? The Queen Mary?
Yeah.
In 1965, it was sold to Long Beach. And okay. That's when they docked it.
So, yeah, I mean, if you visit, because I remember they did do ghost tours and ghost walks and everything like that. We didn't have time to do one, but that would have been pretty cool. You can definitely check those out. Tradition.
See, it'd been cool if our next cruise was going out of LA, because then we could have gone out a day or two early and done that.
Right. That'd have been so cool. But now we're going out of Florida.
Do it now.
Get it. Switch it for everybody.
Fucking Florida.
Fucking Florida. God. God.
Only losers live in Florida.
We have to go all the way to Tampa.
Right. That's crazy, man. That 30-minute drive. Whew. But
hey, with traffic, it's about 42. Okay.
Yeah. 43, right. 42. Yeah.
I'm just glad I know where the trees come from on the Code 3 Paranormal banner behind you now.
Because you've actually seen it.
Yeah, he showed me last time we were out.
Yes. It's the hood.
Right?
It's in our hood.
Yeah. Yes. That it is.
Oh my nose.
Oh my goodness. Okay, go get tissue.
Yeah. Kind of bring you one too.
Right.
Adam needs one too.
I'm still waiting for my ice cream, so
it's gonna be a minute.
Michelle needs ice cream.
In Florida.
Oh, no, she said.
Did she lose her sunglasses yet?
No, oh, she was wearing them. And she was wearing them in the picture of them eating.
Yeah,
really?
Still got them. Somewhere. Wow, she nice. Still got them. Yeah,
she was wearing the case. Them today when she had to go take her baby outside to say sorry to brother.
Ah.
Does she still have her little kitty cat case?
Yeah, I love that picture you guys took where her and I were walking through the Disney store together and I was holding her hand.
Yeah. So
she brought you one.
Awesome. Thank you, baby girl.
Welcome. Let me help you.
Hello.
Let me help you.
So.
And next on podcast.
Right.
Baby girl's going to blow some bugs. Get it, girl.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's really all there is to it. It's just a lot of death from the soldiers. It's embedded in that boat. That boat is just haunted as fuck. Let me help you. That many deaths.
Well, they were saying that, like, at the pool, that, like, they, when we were there, when they were talking about it on our tour, they were saying that they felt that some of the ghosts were, like, drowning people, even.
Yeah, that's right.
In the pool.
Yeah, they
like people
they
would just fall and just start drowning and couldn't get up, and it would just be in the middle of the night when things are closed, and all of a sudden somebody's there floating. They're like, "How did they even get in here?"
That's so weird.
It would just be floating in the pool, but everything was locked up, every door and everything was locked. There was no way they could have gotten in, and all of a sudden they're floating in the pool.
Yeah, they said by the pool. I don't remember which one. There was there's supposedly like ghosts or spirits of was like two women. One dressed in like I don't remember. I know one of them was it
early
60s?
Victorian.
Yeah, I don't know. And then
one was like 60s attire.
And then there was like a little boy that was always looking over the pool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Somebody That's else.
Crazy. I don't know. I still think it's funny that people were drowning in pools in the middle of the ocean, on top of the ocean.
It is fucking ironic as shit. No doubt about that.
Considering the pools on boats aren't deep.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You know, like you can stand in the pool.
I wouldn't know. I didn't go to the pool not one fucking time on my 7-day cruise.
Really?
Not one fucking time did I go to the pool.
It was gross. And it wasn't big. I mean, it was like 8 feet.
I don't know that
it was gross.
It was just a lot of people.
Yeah.
There was a lot of gross people.
When we took our cruise with the kids, I didn't find
it. Keyword was kids, though. So you had to go.
But we had to go in with the kids, and I had to go in because Troy had a broken arm. But it just didn't seem very appealing because it was just – there is a lot of people. Like, I'd much rather have been at the water park, the kids' water park area. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm going to sit by the pool, I'm going to just lounge out in the sun.
We did find – it was cool when we got to the adult hot tubs, though. There was nobody there.
The adult hot tub was nice, yes.
Yeah, nobody was
there. So, on the Queen Mary, did you guys notice that their pool, it was inside?
Yes.
Inside. It's like a gymnasium like room.
Yeah.
Like inside.
I thought that was different. I mean, but then again, it was back then. So I mean, you know, maybe that didn't become a thing until later. But to me it was just crazy. It's like you're gonna be out in the middle of the ocean, like you have a pool, why would you be inside? But there again, I went on cruise, didn't even fucking go out to the pool. So I mean, you might as well have stuck an indoor pool, maybe I would have gone to it. I don't know.
Yeah, and looking at it, there's not even like any openings. Like, could you imagine the mildew and moisture that was built into that?
Ew.
Right there, there was not, because when we looked in there, there wasn't much you could even see in there in the first place. Like, it's just walls. It looks like you're going into the gym. And it reminds me, there's a school out here that has a pool in like that looks like inside their gym, and that's literally what it reminds me. It's like an old high school gym area. And there's a balcony where you can see it from the top level, but that's it. Like, there's no windows for the outside. There wasn't a lot for outside.
It looks like a prison pool.
Wow. There you go.
If you were to have a pool in a prison, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, I could see
that. Brick walls, no windows. I mean, it's just dark and dingy.
I wonder if people got seasick swimming in there.
Ooh.
Oh.
And then they drowned.
In water.
I'm just saying. And then
they drowned.
So.
And then you drowned.
Whatever.
Maybe that's why they got like double seasick from the boat moving and then the water moving the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We solved it.
Did we just solve another one?
Again.
Again.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. Yeah, this pool makes no fucking sense. Definitely Google the pool for Queen Mary and take a look at these photos because it's... Yeah, I don't know who thought that was a cool idea, because it's not. But
to answer your question, it's the one with both of your names, because I can't text you back, or I might lose my stupid shit again. Just so you know.
Yeah.
It's just the comparison of the Titanic and the other, I don't remember what it is now. Royal Caribbean.
Caribbean. Wait, how big? Okay, do you still have the numbers for Titanic?
Yeah.
It was like 889 feet something inches long.
Okay, because the boat we were on is 1,094.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think most cruise liners.
Still pretty good. It was still pretty good size.
Yeah, especially for being thought of and built in the 1911, 1912 period. Mm-hmm. Like, that's insane.
And then it failed.
So how much do you think the Queen Mary cost to make back in that day compared to, like, you know what I mean?
Because
if you were
say...
to build a ship that size here nowadays.
Wow, in 1930?
Yeah.
400,000.
I mean, I bet you people have houses worth more than how much that was to make.
400,000.
It's so weird to think 200. About.
200,000
story building.
Let's see what it is.
See what is. Oh.
Well, Queen Mary 2 was $800 million.
Okay. This doesn't equate exactly the same because the way I'm... Are you seeing the one I am with the silver?
No, I'm looking at the Titanic in 1912. The estimated cost.
How much was it?
$7.5 million, which is around $198 million today.
Jesus. So, this says...
You're both wrong.
Right.
Right.
This said 3.5 million pounds of sterling, which equals 17.5 million equivalent to 354 million as of 2021. So 354 million today, 17 million back then. I mean, that new boat that just came out, I think it's either Royal or...
How much did you say that it costed?
The one that comes out in 2024?
I think that's like a billion. Yeah, that's like a billion-dollar boat.
It's insane.
Yeah, I think it was over $1 billion to make
but
that
if
boat.
You think about it, they're going to make that and then some.
We calculated it. We calculated it was like 6 months they would bring it back.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah. That's insane. Mm-hmm. I kept telling Adam when we were walking around, like, just imagine how much money is walking around right now.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, it is. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy. Anything else you guys want to add on this? I highly
suggest.
Did you
read that off of Wikipedia?
I don't fucking know. It was off of, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, I don't ever read Wikipedia. Do you know people can change things on Wikipedia?
Yeah, right.
Like, you can go in there and edit whatever you want, whenever you want. That's weird to me. You shouldn't be able to do that.
Right?
So I don't trust it. But then again, I don't trust you, so it sounds about right for you to be doing Wikipedia. I got
you. That's where I get all my info.
Exactly.
Hey, everything just, on the internet is true.
And just our monthly, weekly, whatever reminder, Troy. Amber's amazing, and you're lucky to have her.
I know.
Come here.
She saved me from dying.
Hi. Now, she saved you from a lot more than dying, buddy. Trust me.
Oh, Adam. See?
Oh, awesome.
Oh, I'm missing it. Because my thing only shows me whoever's talking right now because I fucked up my phone.
See, you just got to slide
over.
Oh,
I see.
Sliding? She wears them all the time. We have to wear them all the time, huh?
Yep. Looking good, baby girl. Looking good. So pretty.
Yes. Does she still brush her hair with her?
Yes.
Her fork?
Yep.
Oh, are you guys going to take her to go see the new one? I'm excited.
The live action one?
Oh, yeah. I want to. We haven't taken her to the theaters yet, so we'll see.
Oh.
She's probably about that point she could start going. Yeah. I think
she would really be excited about that.
Yeah.
See, but we're only talking about it because it's the Little Mermaid. The boat is in the ocean. Oh. Ursula is going to be Melissa McCarthy. I'm just saying, like, that's the only part that I'm like super excited about. Anyway, sorry. We got off topic. I saw
you
want to
go
girl,
see the Little Mermaid in the theater?
Then I started thinking about the ocean and see, it's kind of
similar.
Do you think she would sit through a whole movie?
I don't know yet. You know.
I think she could if she has some popcorn and candy. Daddy had a popsicle.
Can I have one?
You have to talk to Daddy.
Can I have one?
Can I have a popsicle?
Yes, we can get you a popsicle when we're done here.
She's looking up at the camera.
She's too cute.
Podcast baby.
Podcast baby.
Are you a podcast
baby? Podcast baby.
Podcast, right?
Podcast baby.
It's awesome. Yeah. Anything else you guys want to add?
No.
Never mind. I'm just gonna.
What?
I like how you both turned your head at the same time. That was hilarious.
Who?
Me and Adam.
I was at sea, and I. Dang, I'm gonna have to watch back because I didn't even see.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, what?
I want... Can you say bye to everybody?
Inquiring minds want to know.
You sing them a song?
Twinkle Star?
Sure.
Twinkle Star.
Buster. I wonder if she are above the world so high, like the diamond in the sky, like it. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are.
Good job, baby girl. Good job.
Above the crown so high, like a diamond makes a high.
Sounds job. Like mommy's shaking you.
Good job.
Good job, baby girl.
Bye,
love you.
Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't like her uncle and aunt at all.
Hates them.
Hates them.
She said, didn't she say the other day, Mommy, I want to go see Shell. I want to go now.
It's all the time. All the time.
But you don't have to go. Well, only Mommy can go with us to see Shell. Oh, you're going to see Shell by yourself? Oh, by herself now.
That's right.
All right.
She'll just drive there. And...
she'll put her backpack on and say, okay, I'm ready to go to the airport.
Right? Dang, see? She had such a good time. You got to bring her back.
I know. Well, I think that's all we got for this show.
If she gets that job, then she'll be able to come back a lot more. So.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, once she gets that job, she'll have places here and there.
Right.
You got to get a job, huh?
Bala status.
Condo on Clearwater.
Right.
There's no bugs. I got rid of them.
They're right there.
Oh, yep.
The
fucking Queen Mary.
Scared of bugs right now.
And the podcast baby.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, thanks everyone for tagging along on this.
I had no choice, just so you guys know.
I know.
And it's my last podcast because I've been kicked out.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
I'm too Asian.
Too Asian. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is true. So okay, never mind.
I'm gonna learn. I guess I didn't do something. So
right.
I'm gonna learn today.
You're gonna learn today.
I'm gonna learn today. I've been kicked out of the crew.
Check like Amber out
said, until next week.
Until next week. But yeah, check it out if you're in Long Beach. Definitely somewhere you want to go see. Super haunted. Stay the night. Take the walk, the tour.
Try to hit Snoop Dogg while you're out there.
Right? Get some of his weed before you go on it. You'll definitely see stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Anything else, guys?
No.
All right. Well, thanks for tagging along. We'll see you on the next one.
That's all I got.
I can't fix it.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.